Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Any ball. Any ball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
The first round of the 2024 NFL draft is in the books. The Arizona Cardinals stayed at number four and in the process got their man, wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. of Ohio State. Harrison had 144 catches for over 2,400 yards and 28 touchdowns over the last two seasons for the Buckeyes. He becomes the first wide receiver drafted in the top four since 2015 when the Raiders selected Amari Cooper of Alabama. Cardinals also hung on to their 27th overall pick. They drafted Missouri defensive end Darius Robinson, 6'5", 285 pounds, racked up 43 tackles, 14 tackles for loss, 8.5 sacks for the Tigers last season, and he shined during the week of the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Tonight, the draft continues, rounds 2 and 3, and then Saturday, the process will be completed with rounds 4 through 7. For now, the Cardinals, that means 4 picks tonight, 2 in the second round, 35th overall. One in the second round, 35th overall. 3 in the third round, 66th, 71st, and 90th. Then on Saturday, Cardinals have 1/4, 2/5, a 6th, and a 7th. Draft coverage all day here on Arizona Sports 98.7, the Arizona Sports app, and ArizonaSports.com.
Yeah, and odds are, if you were a betting man, and I'm not, cornerback will be their next selection in the NFL draft.
Things shook out nicely in the first round for the Cardinals on a couple of different fronts. We'll cover all those angles today. Elsewhere in the first round, the run on quarterbacks everyone was expecting happened, maybe in a bigger way than we were expecting. Caleb Williams went to Chicago, number one. Jaden Daniels of LSU, number two to Washington. Drake May of North Carolina, now a Patriot. They picked him third. Then, surprise, surprise, Michael Penix Jr. of Washington goes to Atlanta at number eight in the most head-scratching pick of the evening. J.J. McCarthy from Michigan went 10th to Minnesota. Bo Nix of Oregon selected 12th by the Broncos. Some local ties, University of Arizona tackle Jordan Morgan went 25th overall to the Packers. Florida wide receiver Ricky Pearsall, 31st overall to San Francisco. So Pearsall joins Jaden Daniels as two former Sun Devils who went in the first round.
You talk about a curious pick. That means a wide receiver from the 49ers is getting traded probably this weekend.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of speculation about Brandon Ayuk, his Ricky Pearsall's former teammate at ASU.
Yeah.
So, Suns and Timberwolves back at it tonight. Series shifts to downtown Phoenix for games 3 and 4. Grayson Allen said yesterday his ankle's feeling a lot better than he thought it would. He's calling himself questionable for tonight's game 3. Allen has left both games of the series after turning his right ankle in both. And while he's been on the court, it's been a struggle. 7 points in the two games. He's made just 1 3-point bucket. Everything else coming at the free throw line.
Yeah, my gut feeling on the reaction yesterday that he feels better than he thought, the way I interpreted that is probably not tonight, but he feels good about Sunday. That's the way I feel about it.
We shall see.
We'll see.
Tip off tonight, 7:30. You can hear it here on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30. Last night in the NBA, and Orlando enjoyed some home cooking. They got back into a series with Cleveland, winning 121-83 in Game 3. Paolo Banchero, 31 points, 14 boards for the Magic. Cleveland still leads that series 2-1. Joel Embiid somehow didn't get ejected, but scored 50 points as the Sixers notched a 125-114 win over the Knicks in Game 3. New York still holds a 2-1 lead. Did you see the foul on Mitchell Robinson?
I did not, no.
So, early in the game, Joel Embiid's trying to draw a foul on defense and flops, as he does, on every possession. And while he's down on the ground, Mitchell Robinson goes up for a rebound. While he's in the air, Embiid pulls him down by both legs.
Well, that's not very sportsmanlike.
Got a flagrant one. If it was a flagrant two, he should have been out.
Wow.
And a lot of people are saying if it was a different player,
he would have been ejected.
It was a very, very dirty play. The Denver Nuggets continued their domination of the Lakers with a 112-105 win in L.A. to take a 3-0 series lead. Aaron Gordon, 29 points, 15 boards for the champs, who have now beaten the Lakers 11 straight times.
Wow.
And reduced LeBron James to his postgame press conference saying, look, it's just basketball, not life and death.
Yeah.
If that's the case, just go away.
Yeah, LeBron. He was giving off Kevin Durant vibes, wasn't he?
Tonight in the playoffs, two other games on tap outside of Phoenix. Get started with Game 3 in Indianapolis. Pacers-Bucks in a series that's even a 1-1 tip-off. The always popular 2:30 Arizona time on ESPN. Then it's Clippers-Mavericks Game 3 in Dallas. That series also tied at 1-1. Tip-off there is at 5 o'clock. D-backs are in Seattle. They start a three-game series against the Mariners. Eighth game of a 10-game road trip that has seen them go 3-4 to this point. They dropped 2 of 3 in St. Louis. Zach Gallen on the mound for the Snakes tonight against Seattle All-Star right-hander George Kirby. First pitch, 6:40. You can hear it on ESPN 620 in the Arizona Sports app, beginning with pregame coverage at 6. Utah coach Andre Tourney has been named the head coach for Team Canada in the upcoming IIHF World Championship in Czechia next month. Tourney coached the Coyotes for the last 3 seasons, now keeping that position and living his best hockey life in Salt Lake City. And former ASU quarterback Jaden Rashada has his new home. He's transferring to Georgia after entering the portal last week. Rashada played a total of 3 games as a Sun Devil, 485 yards, 4 touchdowns, and his path to this point has been remarkable. Originally committed to Miami in June of 2022, while he was still in high school, decommitted from Miami 5 months later, committed the same day to Florida, where he was part of a well-publicized but poorly planned $13 million NIL deal. That fell apart. A month later, Rashada committed to Arizona State, where his father Harlan played in the 90s, his dream school, but now he's off to Georgia. I wonder if he started writing his Heisman Trophy.
Where he's sure to win the Heisman Trophy next season. Yeah. Keeping up with the brand new Sun Devil tradition.
Ouch. There we go. A jam-packed splash on this Friday.